Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. You can find us both on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter, Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. And we're coming to you live tonight from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call this number, 1-888-FARMERS, to switch. And you can save big time, folks, on your auto insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone over the next few minutes. So again, call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Take all that right, for data.
We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then Broussard's Fab Five. Rob, just a quick note. Boston, we know, is in a swoon. They've won 7 of their last 21, or lost 14 of their last 21. Is a better way to put it. They're down 18-10 midway through the first quarter to Indiana. So it's early. Obviously, they could rally and come back. But right now, at least, it doesn't look like things are getting any better for the struggling
Celtics. I think there's an issue there, and it's going to have to be resolved. There's no way, Chris, with that talent, can you just act like everything's going to be okay and look the other way? I'm serious.
Now, you're right. There is something worse than
in this NBA, Chris, right, with all these bad teams. Sorry.
Yep, I agree. And because, look, they had 2 All-Stars, which most people you would say is ludicrous with a record like that. I got to be honest. I would have been mad if both of them weren't All-Stars, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Now, granted, the losing streak wasn't this bad when they got voted in, but those are legitimate star players. And you still can't win.
To have 2 of those guys and you can't win,
yep,
and you're giving it up, giving up 24-point leads, I mean, stuff that we've never seen
to a young team like New Orleans?
Oh, yeah, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to stick with the NBA, kind of, sort of. One of the top soccer players in the world, of course, he's overseas, so he calls himself a footballer. Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yes. Who is Croatian and Bosnian, but he was born in Sweden. He plays for AC Milan. And he was critical of LeBron James for speaking out on political issues. Do we have that sound, Rob? Okay, here he is.
He's a phenomenal in what he's doing, but I don't like when people, when they have some kind of status and they go in and they do politics at the same time what they're doing. I mean, do what you're good at. Do the category you do. I play football because I'm the best in playing football. I don't do politics. If I would be a politician, I would do politics. That is the first mistake people do when they become famous and they come in a certain status. Stay out of it. Just do what you're best at, because it doesn't look good.
All right. Let me say this quickly, Rob, and then you can go ahead. He's an outspoken. I'm not going to act like I know a lot about this dude, but what I do know is that he's very outspoken, very braggadocious, doesn't bite his tongue. And a lot of people like him because he'll say what he wants and he'll call people out. And, that's the type of guy he is. But I just wanted to give that little background before we discuss this. But go ahead, Rob.
I think he's out of bounds. I just, whenever people tell people what they should do. So let me get this right, Chris. I can be a damn bartender. I can be a bus driver. I can be the guy who sells donuts at the bus terminal. And I could talk about politics, but if you're an athlete, you can't? Since when? What logic does that make? The woman who checked out my groceries, she could talk about politics, but I'm an athlete and I can't? You're a citizen first. Would you guys stop with this? that they don't live in this country, they're not affected by what goes on? Athletes have just as much right as the average Joe. The only freaking reason people don't want to hear from them is because they don't have the same opinion as you. That's why you don't want to hear from them. It ain't got nothing to do with them being an athlete. Really? The guy running the convenience store, he has an opinion about politics. Stop it with all this, Chris. I can't take it anymore.
Well, if this guy were a white American or even from one of the wealthier nations in Europe, I would say this is white privilege. But obviously, Croatian, Bosnian, he's had it tough himself, and his people have. So I won't go the white privilege route. But what I'll say is obviously LeBron James is an African-American. And all African-American athletes obviously don't speak out. The greatest, arguably, of them all, Michael Jordan, did not speak out. So everyone's not going to. However, Rob, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. African Americans have needed our athletes to speak out. And I am firmly convinced that if African Americans were not such great athletes, Rob, and to a lesser degree, entertainers, music, comedy, acting, all that stuff, I do not think we'd be as far as we are in this nation. I don't think we would be, obviously we still got a ways to go, but I don't think we'd be accepted to the degree that we are today. But white men, like all American men for the most part, love sports. And blacks have just been dominant for the last 60 years. You know, once we got the opportunity to really, you know, play and not be held back because of our skin color. And because we've been so dominant, that's endeared us to white Americans to some degree. And I'm not saying it's made everything perfect, obviously. But it has had an impact. It shouldn't take that. We could have sucked in sports, and we still should be treated equal. But it has been a factor, I really believe, Rob. And then when your athletes, your Muhammad Ali's, your Jim Brown's, your Bill Russell's, and today your LeBron James's and guys like that, when they do speak out and share the black what many black people feel, I'm not going to say
not all,
just the right, black not perspective, all. Right, because it not all. But when they share a sentiment that is common in the black community, it has power because, to be honest, the stats show you, white Americans are the most segregated group of Americans in the country. And so a lot don't really interact on a daily basis with African Americans. And if they do, sometimes it may be at work and it's not really, you know, a level playing field, so to speak. And so a lot of times they don't know how black people feel or what black people are thinking about,
Chris,
or what goes on in the black community in the inner city. So I think it's very important for black athletes to speak out.
I don't even know if this has ever happened to you, and it might have, because we both worked in New York. And in New York, you work and you walk in the streets, Chris, and you run into people, right?
Right.
It's not like most cities in America. You get in your car, you go to where you're going, you get out, you walk from the parking lot, right?
Right.
So you don't run into, but in New York, you can run into people on the street.
Subway, you might be on
right.
public transportation.
People have to take the subway. Everybody can't drive. So you know, rich people are packed in the subway, Chris, with poor people, right? That's
right.
New York.
Right.
I don't know how many times you're working with somebody white in the office, they see you every day, they speak to you every day, Chris, and you're out in the street and they walk past you like they don't even know you.
Really?
Yes.
I have not had that happen.
I've had that happen where I'm like, hey, to get their attention. And not that they're not looking anywhere, is that when they're on
the
street.
They see you?
Me is what I'm saying is they see a black person, but okay. In the office where they're expecting to see me, do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's just
right.
A difference. That's
right.
What I've noticed to me. Like, you know, like, that's happened. But your point about being segregated and not really living in the black world or dealing with black people, I think a lot of people live that way. And I do. And I think the biggest issue is not that athletes are saying something. It's that it's not what they want. And I'll just say this, and I'm just going to keep it real. You know, Clay Travis says all the time about politics, right? Like, it's the show, there shouldn't be a politics.
Doesn't he have a political show?
Yes. That was my point. That's exactly my point, is that he had a show where Trump was on it. So I just, right, like you're saying, the NBA shouldn't be woke. It shouldn't be about politics, and you have politics. Do you see what I'm saying?
You're right.
And I bring it up just for the point of the idea that it's because it's not what you want to hear. That's why you have a problem with it, not that they have something to say.
I agree. And I'm going to be honest too, Rob, and you may feel the same way. When I hear an athlete speaking out against something I don't agree with, and if I adamantly disagree with him, I don't really want to hear it either. So I get it. That's how human beings are. Like, if top big-time athletes are speaking out about something, and this doesn't really happen generally, but I'm just saying, being honest, if somebody were speaking out and pushing something that I didn't agree with, then I wouldn't want to hear it either. So that is what it boils down to. I don't think people mind having athletes speak out. It's just what they're saying. You're right, to your point, Rob, a lot of people that claim that they don't want to hear athletes speak out, let's say that they didn't like, you know, LeBron obviously was promoting Biden and Kamala Harris, right, and all that stuff. If you would have had an athlete, let's say Tom Brady, if he comes up there, you know, Donald Trump is my friend. I think he's been a great president, and I'm voting for him. Like, they would have loved that.
Would have loved it. It would have been on every commercial, Chris.
Right.
Don't act like it. And all the guys, the only reason that they didn't use guys, Chris, you know who came out for Trump in that way? Like, old white guys, Mike Ditka and old former football coaches.
Right.
You know what I mean? And people like that. So they didn't use that, but those are the guys, not like the big stars of today. Imagine Aaron Rodgers or, you know, Tom right. Brady or people like that. Don't tell me they wouldn't use that or they wouldn't embrace it. Yes, they would.
Right.
Yes, they would.
And it just, it boils down to this, Rob. You got a right to say something. Whether you're white, black, or whatever your race or ethnicity, you can speak out on what you want. And if you're an athlete and you want to use your platform for a greater good, obviously you're not every time you take the mic saying something.
No, you can't be on a soapbox.
Right,
no, but when it's relevant,
when it's appropriate,
Chris,
and yes, relevant, I have no problem. Again, and I'll be honest, like I said, if I don't agree with the guy, I'm kind of tired of it, yeah. But that's just how it is. People have the freedom to say what they want to say. And again, to the black athletes, they are largely and certainly years ago the most beloved African Americans in the country. I mean, let's just keep it real. And they're irreplaceable. You can't replace a LeBron James. LeBron can say whatever he wants. And you might not like it. Maybe you won't buy his shoes, but you ain't gonna cut him. That dude is irreplaceable. And other, you know, Pat Mahomes and others, same thing. So we need them to speak out on certain issues. I'm not going to degrade or berate the ones that don't. You know, I love Michael Jordan. We all love him as a player and even as
a
person.
Michael Jordan
right,
during his time.
We
Chris,
wanted him
I
to
did.
Speak out. Yeah, we wanted him to speak out. But everybody's, what I would say is this, and this goes, again, for any race or ethnicity, you don't have to be an expert. You can't.
To have an
you're
opinion,
an athlete.
That's...
You're going to be playing ball. You're not going to know as much maybe as, you
but
know,
Chris,
someone who studies that. But
that's what I just brought up about the people work at Walgreens or at the grocery store or driving a cab. You know what? It doesn't mean that you can't have an opinion.
Right. I would just say, though, when you do speak out, have a little knowledge. And again, especially if we're talking about the black community, have a little bit of knowledge of what you're saying, so you don't make a fool out of yourself. And a lot of times people look at you as a representative of your group of people. And so I would just say, again, you don't have to be an expert, but have a little bit of knowledge about it. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We want to hear from you guys. Do you agree with Zlatan Ibrahimovic?
Who?
Yeah, right. That LeBron James and other athletes should not use their platform to speak out on political issues. It is your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
It's the Odd Couple on the Funky Flashback Friday, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Also, we're brought to you by AutoZone. You're dealing with a dead battery? Head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one destination. All I got to say is in the crates. All right, 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Do you like or dislike when athletes speak out about issues, you know, politics, social issues, things like that?
All right, let's kick it off with Ty in Palm Springs. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ty?
How are you doing, guys?
Doing good.
I'm going to try to keep it quick because I'm sure a bunch of people want to put in on this topic, but I wanted to say two things. One, firstly, what a burden for analysts, for athletes, for people in that arena as far as black people go in this country, because there is so much inequity. They may not be able to speak as eloquently on political issues, but what they can do, especially these NBA guys who go back to their neighborhoods and give back, is come back and bring light to what they are seeing happen
right
in these neighborhoods. And of course they should say something, and we shouldn't be in a position where these guys have to go back to the neighborhoods they came from and feel like they have to shoulder the burden of bringing these neighborhoods out of the doldrums. And then alongside that, Chris, you said something a little bit earlier. Athletes are the most some of the most beloved black people in America, and I couldn't agree with you more there. But to me, it is a testament to how far we still have to go, because as true as that may be, a lot of people love them as far as they can entertain them. And the moment you are no longer entertaining me, I don't want you to speak. I don't want to hear anything you have to say anymore. So we still have a lot of work to do, and I do think they have a somewhat of a responsibility to push that forward. Of course, they should be able to use their voices.
No doubt.
That's a good
call.
Yeah, I agree with pretty much everything he said, Rob.
Matthew. Yep. Matthew in Richmond, Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, buddy. Listen, I sort of agree with your last caller. I had a little bit when y'all were on earlier, and y'all were comparing LeBron to, you know, somebody that works at Starbucks talking politics. I mean, LeBron's got, what, 40, 50 million Twitter followers. To me, there's no comparison in that as far
No, but my point, Matthew, outlet. But my point, it's not that.
Yeah,
my point is just simply that he can have an opinion, too, if the guy at the coffee shop does. That's all.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying is why can't he have an opinion on what's going on in the country like any other citizen? He just happens to play basketball.
But, I think but all affects, he's saying, though, Rob, is that—
No, I know what his reach is. I get that.
And I think that makes sense. Like, that's why I said you should— If you're gonna speak on something, you should have
a little bit
of knowledge. Everybody's got the right.
I get that.
Everybody's got the right.
I get that.
But if a guy working at Starbucks is making an ass of himself because he don't know what he's talking about, it's not a big deal. But if a professional athlete says something, it's like when Kyrie said the Earth is flat, And then he started hearing from all these teachers. And remember, he came back, I don't know, a month later, whatever it was, and apologized. Because he said, I didn't recognize that I had so much impact on these kids. I was just kind of saying stuff I'm reading and I'm thinking about and all that. So I get where he's saying in that regard.
But they don't want him to endorse Hillary Clinton. That's not, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, because teachers want him saying Earth is flat.
No, I get that, but that's incorrect information that but his opinion on whether he wants to endorse Hillary Clinton is they don't want to hear it because he has 40 million Twitter followers. That's my point. That's why. If he said he was endorsing Donald Trump, they wouldn't have an issue with it, Chris. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, some people wouldn't. Others would. It'd be a whole different. Right. But I hear you.
Let's go to Juwan in Colorado. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Doing good,
brother. How are you?
Oh, man. Still have Super Bowl hangover, but I'm going to let that go.
I hear you.
Well, I just want to say, what Ibrahimovic said was, I mean, that comes from ignorance. I mean, as a minority, he's doing exactly what he's supposed to do because the mindset that you stay in your lane and don't speak out, that's what socioeconomic, that's one of the tools of deprivation.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
But on the flip side of that, guys, I'll sum this up real quick. LeBron is doing exactly what he's supposed to do because evolution is not just with animals and bones and genetics. It also happens in interaction in society. So as minorities have an opportunity to compete on an equal level, then what happens is now their voice can contribute to comeuppance in other areas. So one last point I want to make, like I said, LeBron is doing what the great equalizer of natural flow of society would do when there's socioeconomic deprivation. Real quick here, a last study, in the 1960s, they did a study with black kids. And they took some black kids when they were questioning who was more intelligent. This was way back in the dark
ages. You talking about the Dahl test?
No. Okay. No, not that one. This is where they were questioned whether kids of color were.
Did we lose him?
We lost. Oh. Okay, we lost him, unfortunately. We did not do that on purpose.
Rob G did.
We just lost him. Rob G, where's the racist? Where's the little racist thing now where Rob G cut my man off? Come on, Rob G. You're better than that. Can we get another caller? He's gone.
No.
I think we lost
him.
No,
that's it.
That's it. All right. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's his time. For Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, it's Trolling or Rolling. And just in case this is your first time hearing it, I want to break it down for you real quick. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Before we get started, I got to say, I'm rolling with my man Chris Broussard. Filled in admirably for Skip and Shannon this week on Undisputed. Didn't miss a beat. It was fun working with you this week, buddy.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate it. And all the help you gave with research definitely played a part. It was fun. We had a lot of fun, no doubt.
No problem. So without further ado, you and J-Mac had me looking up all these LeBron numbers, so I'm going to ask you a LeBron question, okay? LeBron is playing a ton of regular season minutes, and the Lakers have been losing without AD and Dennis Schroeder in the lineup. Now, Schroeder's back tonight, but even with his chase of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the line, Anthony Davis said this about LeBron. LeBron doesn't care about MVP. He cares about championships. So if he loses the MVP and wins the championship, he doesn't care. Chris, trolling or rolling that LeBron is more concerned with finals MVPs than regular season MVPs?
Well, the way you asked it, I'm going to say I'm rolling with it.
But that's not what it was. Man, right. That's not the way
See,
it was set
he
up.
Asked it differently. If you had said, do I think LeBron doesn't care about MVPs, I would have said I'm trolling. But I do think he wants the finals MVP and obviously the championship more than a regular season MVP award, but I also think he wants the MVP award too during the regular season, which I got no problem with. But so I'm rolling with that. He wants finals.
Yeah,
more.
the way you asked it, yes, of course you got to be rolling with it. Rolling. But that I don't think that and it's not an either or. You know what I mean? Like this, right, not an either right. or. I mean, anybody would take a finals MVP over a regular season MVP. I don't think that's even a question. So I'm Anthony Davis just wasn't being legit or honest that LeBron is correct. Trying. He had a hissy fit last year when Giannis won back to back. So okay.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now back on the topic at hand, LeBron James, Richard Jefferson, his former teammate. He's now known for talking the game, and today he said that LeBron is quote 100% afraid of participating in the dunk contest because his dunks aren't, quote, sexy enough. Chris, trolling or rolling, LeBron is afraid to participate in the dunk contest.
I don't like the word afraid. I would use the word he just knows the deal. And so I'm rolling with it in terms of, and I've said this for years. I mean, you can go back more than a decade when it was a big issue, is LeBron going to be in the dunk contest? I don't think LeBron would have been a great dunk contest dunker. There are game dunkers and there are dunk contest dunkers. And then there are obviously those that can do both. But if you look at the greatest dunk contest guys, Vince Carter, Michael Jordan, Dominique, Kobe, they were graceful. They were finesse with power. They just the way they moved in the air was different. They were slim, long, rangy. LeBron is a bulldozer. He's a truck. And so the only way that LeBron could win the dunk contest would be if he did the type of things that Dwight Howard did. Remember, Dwight shot. I didn't think Dwight would be good in it because I'm like, he's big. He's tall already. But he came up with such creative things, just things nobody ever thought of, throwing it off the back of the backboard, jumping out of bounds, the side of the backboard. Like, that's what LeBron would have to do. If LeBron just goes up there and goes under his legs and dunks it or 360, it's not going to look as good as when a smaller, you know, a more slender, rangy, smooth type dude did it. So I don't think afraid. I just think LeBron understands. I'm more of a game dunker than a dunk contest dunker.
I'm rolling with it. I mean, it doesn't matter. You're LeBron James. People just want to see you compete. Go out there, try to have fun. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to lose or whatever. Just silly that he never competed one time just to have some fun. It ain't the end of the world whether he would win or lose. And I think LeBron's always about that. I doubt he'd ever want to be in a free throw shooting contest less than 5 seconds to go in a game.
Hey, Rob, and here, look, he may have won, depending on the year, but just off his name. Like, I didn't think – now, Blake probably should have won Blake Griffin. I didn't think Blake Griffin was exceptionally great.
No, but he was just creative, though,
with the car. But, I mean, that ain't all. It was a Kia. I mean, that was all right, but – he, you know, it's similar.
You have felt differently if it was a Jeep?
Yeah. I mean, really, I would have if it was a bigger car. But that, I've seen dudes in the streets do that. So I'm just saying, like, Blake is a terrific game dunker. But he wasn't a phenomenal game dunk, you know, slam dunk contest dunker. But he won because he's Blake Griffin. And it was a decent dunk. I ain't going to lie. Jumping over cars is special.
I just want this on the record on national radio right here, right now. I'm 1,000% trolling that Chris Broussard has seen a man dunk over a parked car in the street.
I saw a Akron, Ohio, probably the late 90s, around 97, 90, probably 1997, saw a dude that was like 5'8", jump over a car at a neighborhood dunk contest. Like, it was a legit tourney and all that. But, yeah. I mean, seriously. Jump over a car. And it wasn't a Kia either. It was like,
it was a
gangster Buick or something like that. But really, in fact, I was in Akron last year. And the dude, I was speaking somewhere. And he came and he saw me. And he showed me the article I wrote about him in the Akron Beacon Journal. Can't remember his name, but yeah, so come on, man.
All right. Real quick. Last one. Trolling, rolling, odd, couple Fox Sports Radio. The Utah Jazz are the one seed, and it's not even particularly close. They have 6 losses. Every other team in the NBA has 11 or more. However, we have seen the Jazz get off to good starts before and come back down to earth. Rob, trolling or rolling, the Jazz will not have home court advantage throughout the playoffs.
I'm trolling. I think they will.
Oh, man. Hey.
Where they are, and especially because the other teams don't feel compelled to have to play for it. If you're the Lakers, you just want to be in the top 4. The Clippers, the same thing. You don't have to be the number 1 seed. You know, if you're number 2 or 3, as long as you're in the top 4, you have a chance. So I think that they could keep that lead for where they are and wind up with the number 1 seed.
Yeah, that's a good question, Martin. But I'm going to roll with it, I think, or troll. I'm going with Rob. I can't.
Yeah,
I think they will.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not. I don't think they're going to keep winning at this clip, you know, 21 of their last 23. But I think they have a 4-game lead over the Clippers. And Rob's right. I don't think those two teams in L.A. are going to kill themselves to try to get the 1 seed. I mean, could Brooklyn have to go on a heck of a tear to catch them? But, yeah, I'm rolling with that. I think Utah could end up with the best record in the league, yes.
I'm telling you right now, Utah 5 seed. Or 5 seed in the
what?
West.
Do you want to bet that?
You don't believe it. You know what? You know, nah.
No, let's.
We gave him a chance once, Rob.
You got. I don't know how you have them a 5 seed.
We wanted him to chill out.
Really,
you really have them as a 5 seed, Martin?
I'm telling you. Listen, I was high. You guys may not remember this. But last year, I picked the Jazz to win the finals. I picked them. I picked the Jazz.
You also picked Kyler Murray to win MVP.
Is that evidence of something good or bad that you're telling us that?
What I'm saying is, I was in on this team. I've seen this team. This team is fraudulent.
You have them as
defense,
the.
It's all going to fall apart.
They will end the season as the 5th seed in the West. Are you on the record of saying that?
Yes.
All right. Put your money where your mouth is.
So,
you've been running from the Jordan bet. I ain't bringing up many Jordan bets now. But if you really are that certain, let's put some J's on it.
The Utah Jazz will be...
Martin, I'll give you 1-1. And I'm not even going to do the... 3-1, 4 Jordans. Well, 1 pair of Jordans, $200 max. I think the Jazz will not finish with the 5th seed. So I don't care if they 4th. Right. They ain't 5th.
I want to do this real quick. It will be either 4 or lower, right? So if they finish tied for the 4th seed or some crazy something like that, I don't want to lose this bet on technicality.
So what if they finish 4th?
The Jazz
fourth
are not going to have home court advantage.
So you're saying they won't have home court advantage in the first round. That's the bet.
That's the bet.
Okay, they won't have. And a pair of Jordans, $200. Winner gets to pick which pair he wants. All right, we can do
that.
All right, I got it. Rob, you should. I'm surprised you ain't jumping in on it. You have enough Jordan bets.
That's an easy bet for you. Martin is crazy. Hey. They're not going to be the 5th seed. Martin,
send me my money Venmo tomorrow. All right,
You're crazy.
You know what Venmo is. Don't worry about it. Just wait. Don't worry about it. This bet is everybody starts to play.
I couldn't turn that down.
That's all right.
Thank you, Martin. Great job as always. Extra special. Great job tonight. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Odd Couple's coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and save a whole lot of money on your car insurance. It's time for Broussard's Fab 5.
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Fab 5.
All right, last night, Brandon Ingram said something I thought was asinine, the word I used on television. Here it is.
I've never played with a player as talented as me. He's a generational talent where you don't know what you're going to get from him every single night. This is going to be something different. It's going to be something exciting. And I like to feed off that.
He was talking about Zion Williamson making his first All-Star team. But if you missed the first part of the quote, Brandon Ingram said, I never played with somebody as talented as me. Remember, he played with the Lakers a few years ago next to one LeBron James. I'm going to give you five players that have played with Brandon Ingram that were as talented or more than him. Here we go.
Number five.
How about Julius Randle? Julius Randle was the seventh pick in the draft. Julius Randle was ballyhooed, played 1 year at Kentucky, led them in scoring, led them to the national championship game. They lost, and then he's been in the NBA, struggled a little bit early, but really he's coming into his own, making his first All-Star team this year. 23 points, 11 boards, 5.5 dimes, and 40%, 42% shooting from three. And he's leading the Knicks to the sixth seed in the East. He's having a better year than Brandon Ingram.
Number four.
Meta World Peace. Yes, Meta. Ron Artest. I mean, Ron, if he hadn't had his challenges, obviously the brawl where he got suspended for a year and all that. And he'll tell you, he had mental health issues. He did a whole documentary on it on Showtime. If he hadn't had all that, I think he could have been a Hall of Famer. He was an awesome defender and a really good offensive player as well. Meta World Peace could ball Brandon Ingram.
Number three.
Rajon Rondo. Playoff Rondo, folks. He was critical to the Lakers winning the championship last year. He is one of only two players to win championships with both the Celtics and the Lakers. He joins Hall of Famer Clyde LaVellet in doing that, and I think Rondo is going to be a Hall of Famer himself.
Number two.
Zion. What he said about Zion was legit. Now, Zion got stuff to work on. The rebounding, the defense, the jump shot. But, man, he is Charles Barkley. That was my comp when he came out of college, and that is still my comp. He is a new age turbo version of Charles Barkley.
Number one.
Come on. Brandon. I like Brandon Ingram. Like his game. Seems like a nice kid. Come on, man. You played with LeBron. This makes what Kyrie said about LeBron not being able to hit the last shot. This makes it seem like Kyrie was blowing LeBron kisses. I mean, really, dude? You never played with anybody as talented as yourself? And you played with LeBron James? Stop it. Brandon Ingram may go on to be a perennial all-star, but you ain't LeBron, brother. Get it right. All right, it's the Odd Couple. That's Broussard's Fab Five. Keep it locked. 1 hour left.
Who, me?